Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and I've got a very special guest on the phone with a very special product to talk about. And I know we don't normally do this kind of thing, but I figured for our show it was appropriate and fun and interesting. So on the phone with us, all the way from, well, New York City, we have Lenora Campos, who works for an organization or a company called Toto, and they make something called a washlet. Now, you may have seen the commercials on TV for these over the past week or so. That's what brought them to my attention. I put on the TV, and suddenly there was this ad campaign for this item, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is really cool. So I ran to the website, which is www.washlet.com, W-A-S-H-L-E-T, and saw all about it. But I want to give you guys here on the radio your own little taste of, taste perhaps not being the proper word, but I'll let Lenora talk about it. Lenora, first of all, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Delighted. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Tell us about this amazing and wonderful washlet.
The washlet is a warm water washing unit that washes the undercarriage of the user after using the restroom, and for listeners to provide them with a cultural or conceptual hook, it's useful to think about the bidet. However, at that point, we really need to part company because Toto has brought the bidet into the 21st century. And so what we have done is taken that concept and embedded it into an actual toilet seat. What happens during the cycle is that a wand washes itself, extends, delivers warm, aerated water for both front or back wash. There's also a pulsating or oscillating function. During the washing cycle, the user has complete control. That is, he or she may program the water temperature, the water pressure, the water direction, and enjoy that function as it cleans that area completely.
Mm-hmm.
Once that cycle is completed, there is a warm drying function that dries the individual completely so that it is not necessary to use traditional toilet paper, which is savings for environmental resources.
True. But again, the difference then between that and the bidet is the fact that it's all in one system. It isn't like using the bathroom and then the bidet, it's inside.
Yes.
Because I, quite honestly, I've never used a bidet. I'm not really familiar with them.
Right. The U.S. is a country without a history with the bidet. So it is a concept with which Americans are not necessarily completely familiar. However, most cultures use water to wash. And we, of course, use water for every other washing function. And oddly, as a kind of cultural conundrum, we use dry paper for this very crucial point.
So this is a more gentle and a more... Is it more clean, though? I mean, most of the time? I mean, does it really do the job? I don't know how else to put
this,
really. You know, it does, yeah.
Yes, it is a... complete cycle. And as I say, the user has control, can program or configure the experience to his or her needs and desires. And it does completely clean the unit, the area, with very comfortable, soothing, warm water.
What?
Which is you know, it's once one transcends the kind of unfamiliarity, it makes perfect sense.
How long does the process take?
Well, that, again, is up to the user. It can be, you know, the user configures it to however long he or she wishes, short or long.
Well, right, because, I mean, I assume, let's say, in the morning, someone's running off to work and may not want to go through the length of time to have this happen, or is it just like half a minute?
A minute, yeah. It can be programmed for shorter cycles or longer, depending on what... I mean, this is the beautiful part of it, Dave, is that the individual is in complete control. So if you're in a hurry and you want a quick cycle, you can program it to do that. You can stop the cycle at any point. It's operated the unit is operated by remote control, and so, you know, you may stop it at any point.
Now, I'm curious, there's not just one, well, there's one brand, it's the Togo brand, but you have, like, four different models, including the Jasmine, which is the top of the line, and the Washlet 6, C100.
Right.
The difference being?
In their functionality, so that the, being the top of the line, the Jasmine or S300, as it's known, contains all of the features. In other words, it has a rear cleanse, front cleanse, oscillating massage function, pulsating water heating, water pressure control, water temperature control, position adjustment. It also contains an air purifier, which uses activated oxygen to break down the molecules of odor. That means that instead of piling odor on top of odor, as people do using spray deodorizers in the room,
mm-hmm.
the activated oxygen breaks down the molecules of odor and returns cleaned air to the room.
Who came up with this idea? Was it a Japanese company?
Yes, it is.
What made them conceive of this? Do you know?
Well, this is a something that is, you know, very logical and warmly adopted in Japan. As a matter of fact, Toto has over 60% of the market share in Japan, and has globally we've sold over 20 million units
Of these kinds of
absolutely.
Are they toilets? Is that what?
It's all in one unit that is the seat itself, so that it can be retrofitted onto any existing plumbing fixture.
Now, we should say these are not cheap per se. I mean, I don't know how much a normal old-fashioned American toilet is, but these things run somewhere up to like $5,000. Am I correct in that, or they're cheaper than that?
We have a model, our new flagship product for this year, which is the NeoRest, which is the first aware product, meaning that it interacts with the user. So when you enter the room, the lid of the toilet rises. It is operated by sensor control. So it also has a dual flush water conservation function, waste at 1.2 gallons and solid waste at 1.6 gallons. The NeoRest also has the washlet unit integrated into the fixture itself. But our washlets, they are a separate product line that is meant to adhere to or be installed upon an existing toilet fixture.
Yeah, I noticed there's also a portable one.
Absolutely.
And
that's right.
You bring it, like, on camping trip? In traveling, yeah.
Right.
And I guess the procedure is sort of the same. You just fit that over a regular bowl or a regular seat. You have to take off the old seat, or?
No. Using it just with a traditional whatever toilet fixture is available in the hotel or hostel or wherever you happen to to be. But back to your question about price, it's really a question of a lifestyle furniture or lifestyle element. This is a unit that will save you water, power, money on toilet paper and other accoutrement for the bathroom. So it's really something that is very reasonable when you consider what kinds of benefits and features it delivers.
The one thing that I did want to mention or ask about is I saw a documentary about this, I guess it was a couple of years ago, not about the washlet or the Togo line, but there were scientists/manufacturers trying to design a better toilet. And one of the things that they were going through, it had nothing to do with the bidet element, but they were changing the tilt and the arrangement of the seat so that people wouldn't have to, like, sit on a 45 or, I guess, a 90-degree angle, that they could, it was more of a tilt. And when I had a hernia a couple of years ago, I discovered that that would have been a very, very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys at all involved in that, sort of way of changing the actual position that the human is in when utilizing?
Well, you're referring to the physiology of, and that the being seated is not anatomically the most appropriate position because of the musculature of the abdomen.
Right.
Our NeoRest and most of our toilet line have very low profiles. In other words, they are lower to the ground. So that has some relevance to that point. However, changing the absolute direction of the position is not part of the NeoRest at this point, or washlet,
right,
which retrofits onto existing functions.
By the way, do you own one?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
So, and everyone at the company and you guys are located, your office is on Mercer Street.
Right. We are located in Mercer Street in New York, but our headquarters is in Morrow, Georgia. We have nationwide distribution and offices across the country.
So, but as you said, you are an owner, per se, a user.
Yes, I am.
And you can recommend it from,
yes, I can,
from your,
yes,
own,
I,
usage.
Can. And I would have to say from personal experience that once one uses the washlet, you just won't go back. It's a cultural leap forward.
Hmm. Okay. And do you know if they're working or doing R&D on the next level? If there's another, like, past the Jasmine, something else, or are they going for lines that are also more portable? Do you know what's on the next year?
Well, the next generation of this product is the NeoRest, which I was discussing just a few minutes ago. And what the NeoRest is, And the washlet functions themselves, the washlet seats themselves, are really an example of computer technology moving into the bath space. Computers are such a large part of our lives, it only makes sense that we harness the power of technology to improve the comfort, health, and hygiene of the bath experience.
Cool. Well, it says on the website that Togo is the largest toilet manufacturer in the world.
That's
more
correct.
Than 7 million, 7 million annually?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
We're a global company.
That's cool. So, again, how can people find out for themselves whether the washlet is for them?
We have, as you mentioned, the website is washlet.com. Also, there's a pointing unit, an internet pointer, which is washletoffer.com.
What do you mean by pointer? Is it a nozzle?
I'm sorry, a link.
Oh, yeah, cool, okay.
And also the 800 number that you mentioned.
I don't think I said it. Could you say it? 800 number, because I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. It is 800.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I guess you're looking for it, too.
350-8686.
350-8686.
Extension 381.
Extension 381. To find out more about the Toto Washlet and NeoSit?
NeoRest.
NeoRest, excuse me. Sorry
right.
about that.
Also, we maintain a dealer locator on our website. So if listeners would visit our website, which is our main website, it is totousa.com. On the menu, there's a link entitled Support, and if they click that link, they will come upon a dealer locator. If they put in their zip code, they will be given a list of Toto authorized dealers in their immediate area.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes and telling us about this product.
Thank you, Dave. It's very exciting. We're very excited with the growing popularity of the washlet.
Great. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.